Bill Hicks, Mr. Dangerous, he's here, he's back. I'm so glad to see you, man. It's been a long time.
No kidding.
New York's not the same. You don't live here anymore.
It isn't. It's gotten more dangerous. Apparently, I was a calming influence upon the city.
Yeah, there used to be no crime in New York. Then you left, and now all hell's broken loose. Now, I got to say this, you know.
That would be a great incentive to give me a cheap apartment here, if anyone's listening.
I got to say this. For the last couple of months, I play your stuff. I play your stuff regularly. But the last couple of months, I've been playing your smoking stuff, talking about how proud you are you smoke and confronting smokers. Then I found out just yesterday, before your visit, that you haven't smoked for 8 weeks. You cut it out.
That's right.
Damn! Tell us about that.
Well,
I'm very happy, by the way, to hear it.
Thank
you. Have stopped smoking.
You're the you're one of the few. I get well cards from Raleigh, North Carolina every day now. Please, Bill, hurry up and smoke. The trucks are backing up. Sorry. But I just wanted to you know, I'm not married to any particular habit. I want it to be a choice again, you know.
Mm-hmm. A choice again? You're looking forward to starting again?
I could, I might, but now I want it to be a choice. And look at me, I'm winding this paperclip into a spiral because I'm taking this non-smoking so well. It sometimes it's real hard.
Yeah.
You know, some of these cigarettes.
Have
people,
any new habits cropped up?
No, but I can see a bunch of ones I didn't know about a lot more clearly now. People smoking is, you know, after you eat and they light up around me, it's just, oh my God, they look good.
Yeah.
It's like made by God, rolled by Jesus, and licked shut by Claudia Schiffer. Just, oh, that looks so tasty. Yes, it is.
What made you decide to quit?
Well, I found that I was becoming, you know, kind of a caricature. I don't like that. You know, this is so funny. I told my agent that I was going to quit smoking, and he goes, "You really want to quit?" I'm like, "Yeah." "Well, what does that do to your act?" Well, I got news for you. I write my act. It doesn't write me. You got this all backwards here. I'll write, "I don't smoke" jokes. Hey! I'll write, "Boy, it's neat waking up without coughing up a phlegm ball the size of a tennis ball." Hey! But, you know.
What has it done to your act? I mean, has anything changed in your act now that you don't smoke?
Well, I don't light up anymore, and I talk about not smoking, of course. But I don't know. It's too early to tell. It's only 8 weeks, you know. But I feel a lot better, and I want to be able to breathe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really smoke. A lot of these people, these little ragamuffin rebellion comics, "I smoke, and it's great."
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like me a month ago, but... You know, that's great, but a real rebel can face his habits down.
Mm-hmm. I notice you also have a beard. Now, what's that all about?
Well, I'm going through a Rasputin period in my life.
Uh-huh.
Seer, satyr, horny, holy man. I finally found an icon.
Your identity.
Yes. Seer, satyr, horny,
Rasputin.
Holy man.
Bill Rasputin has...
I figure if this country is going to have a drug czar, then we need a Rasputin. So.
Right.
People ask me where I stand politically. It's not that I disagree with Bush's economic policy or his foreign policy. It's that I believe he's a child of Satan here to destroy the planet Earth. So that would bring me, I think, over to the left, Len. I share bunk beds with Lyndon LaRouche in a jail cell at night. Here comes Rasputin back from the outworld. How was it, Willie?
Did you get many invitations to perform at the White House?
Not with this beard. There's
now,
protocol.
Also, since I've seen you, you have had a tremendously successful tour at the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Going through Glasgow and Edinburgh and Manchester and Liverpool, doing your one-man show called Relentless, which I saw in Montreal, and I think it's one of the best one-man shows I've ever seen.
Cool.
And tell us about your response to you in England.
Well, I'm going over there again Monday.
You're a big hit in England. You're going back to England.
I'm going
Monday.
Back. I gotta go.
You gotta get an apartment there. They love you in England.
Well, I might be flat hunting in Edinburgh.
How much is a flat? Is that with or without the brick? Okay.
I'm going over there. They've really gotten me. You know me. You've seen me, and I've been working around America for 10 years now, and where I have a certain level of success, I haven't reached a critical mass, because obviously the stuff I'm talking about is not network ready.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I go on Letterman and whatnot, but it's not really me. Everyone who sees me on there goes, good try, mm-hmm. Bill.
Right.
That's not the way I am. And it's hard to do me in 6 minutes. I'm not a sound bite type of guy. Over in the UK, they have four channels, TV channels, four. Consequently, the nation is not watching TV all the time. Consequently, they're doing something else. Anything other than watching TV is an improvement. In other words, you don't have to be funny every 3 seconds, okay, or wacky. You can set up something. They're very literate, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, sure.
They have a sense of irony, which our country does not have anymore. No irony. If a country is run by fundamentalist Christians, which means they take the word literally, irony does not come into play. And you saw that down at the Republican convention. People were wearing Buy American buttons pinned to Desert Storm t-shirts, okay? That's irony. But they didn't see it, and I don't care. And when I point it out, they go, hey, buddy, that was a good war. It was a just war, and just because. Because war is good. It keeps the economy afloat. I love Bush trying to buy votes by making... He's authorizing 30 more stealth bombers to be built, right? These are the invisible fighter jets, apparently, so we can defend ourselves against the invisible country that threatens us every single day.
Mm.
We're like the bullies of the world, you know? We arm other countries, then we go blow them up. We're like Jack Palance in the movie Shane, throwing the pistol at the sheep herder's feet. Pick it up. I don't want to pick it up. You're shooting me. Pick it up. You saw it? He had a gun.
Our special guest this week, Bill Hicks. We're going to talk with him some more later in the show.